Hi everyone, my name is Parker Butler, and this is Politics with Parker, episode 31. In this weekly series, I break down the latest political news and offer some commentary on how to get people, especially young people, engaged in politics and energized about the issues that we as a generation are going to inherit. So this week I'm going to talk about net neutrality, an interesting vote as well in the Senate this week. Many remember the net neutrality issue being a major issue in the news and on social media a few months ago, when the FCC, which is led by the Trump-appointed chairman Ajit Pai, voted to remove net neutrality regulations that had been implemented in 2015 that had strengthened legal protections for a standard of neutrality that existed since the start of the internet. This week, Senate Democrats led an effort to overturn the FCC's decision through the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to reverse decisions made by government agencies. And to put that more simply, the FCC, or the Federal Communications Commission, which is a regulatory agency whose chairman is appointed by the president, voted through Trump's new chairman, Ajit Pai, to essentially overturn a significant aspect of net neutrality protections that applied to internet service providers like Comcast and AT&T. Now, without net neutrality, these internet service providers could essentially throttle or speed up certain websites and services. For example, AT&T could charge Netflix to pay a certain fee or else they'd slow down their services. In fact, that happened in 2014. Or if Comcast bought a competitor to, say, WhatsApp or GroupMe or whatever, Comcast could charge those services a fee or randomly slow down their speeds and make it easier for their own service to compete. So internet service providers, or ISPs, are natural monopolies because everything you access on the internet depends on your ISP. Thus, in the spirit of fairness, this principle of neutrality has been regularly upheld to ensure that no service gets an upper hand due to their relationship with an ISP. It benefits consumers and websites alike, and it holds ISPs accountable. But the FCC doesn't think so. They voted to remove significant rules that protected net neutrality, despite polling showing that 86% of Americans support those rules. But in the Senate this week, they voted in favor of a measure to overturn that FCC decision from a few months ago. And the measure passed because what happened was every Senate Democrat, as well as three Senate Republicans, voted for it. Now, unfortunately, even though it did pass, it's great, it still leaved 47 Republicans who voted against it, though. And while it's great that it passed, the Republicans in Congress, despite their constituents' wishes, are overwhelmingly against net neutrality. And that includes our two senators here in Texas, Ted Cruz and John Cornyn. And it's because of this that this measure is unfortunately unlikely to be even voted on in the House, much less even passed. And if it did pass, that miraculously passed in the House, it would still have to be signed into law by Trump. The reality is that this effort is largely symbolic by Democrats in order to both keep it in the news and make it a midterm issue, as well as put Republicans on record on the issue so that their constituents can see point blank where they stand on this. It's one of those issues that is so overwhelmingly in favor of for the general population, but when it comes to Congress, it's somehow a partisan issue. And that's one of the most corrosive problems we face, that partisanship is often fueled by, in this case, money and Republican politicians' support of internet service providers because of how much those service providers fund their campaigns. As for silver lining, I'm honestly just glad the Democrats understood that millennials and the generation that's younger than millennials, which is Gen Z, that they realize that we care about this and that they were proactive enough to actually force a vote on this in the Senate to at least show us where the representatives stand. So good on them for that at the very, very least. That's all I've got for this week. My name is Parker Butler, and thank you for listening.